Okay, friends. So today we're reading a little golden book called Lego, How to Be a Pirate. And this story was written by Nicole Johnson and illustrated by Josh Lewis. And I will post the pictures on my Instagram as I do, so you can kind of see what we're talking about if anything interesting happens, which it's a Lego story, so I feel like that it will happen. And today's story is read by Mommy and
Philip
and
seven new members.
Seven?
Citizen in cars, mm-hmm. And a police citizen, and Spider-Man in a big, long car.
Whoa. It's
saves the citizens from a big, hot tub of lava.
What? Wow. I don't know if you caught all of that, my friends, but it appears that we are joined today by a number of citizens in Philip's imagination, and some of them are very famous, like Spider-Man. I don't know. It's really exciting. It's an exciting time to be us right now. But I kind of wonder what's going to happen in this story. Are you curious? Shall we read it? Here we go. Meet Cecilia. She lives in a small seaside town and has always dreamed of being a pirate. Cecilia loves adventure, just like her grandfather. He is a pirate, and he tells Cecilia stories about his amazing journeys. I've searched for treasure and sailed through hurricanes, he says. I've even survived giant squids. And wow, in the pictures, there is a giant squid attacking his ship. What color is this giant squid?
Blue.
I didn't know that giant squids came in that color, but sure enough. After years of waiting, Cecilia's dream of adventure is coming true.
One of my crew members is sick, her grandfather tells her. I need a pirate to help on the ship. Do you want to join us? Cecilia is finally going out to sea.
That's exciting.
Welcome to the ship, matey. The other pirates say to her. Cecilia is excited. She quickly gets to work. While her grandfather steers the boat, Cecilia raises the sails, swabs the deck, and looks out from the crow's nest.
Let's just clarify. What do those tasks look like? What does it mean to raise the sails? What do you see? What is she doing here?
She's on a rope.
Mm-hmm. She pulls on this rope. It's like a pulley system, right? And when you pull down on this rope, then the sails go up, right? And what does it mean to swab the deck? Yep. Swabbing the deck means that you are mopping the top part of the ship. And then, what is the crow's nest? Do they have a nest with little birds in it? No, of course not. What is this? What is the crow's nest? Do you know what that is? It's at the very tip top of the ship, above the sails. And it's a special kind of like tub, like it's a round spot that's got some rails.
Like a hot tub.
It's kind of like a hot, it looks a little bit like that, it could be.
That pirates stand in and they take a spyglass and look out.
That's right. And you need to have a spyglass in order to do that because you look for land. That's, or something that you might crash into, or bad guys or something like that.
Arr, I love being a pirate, she cheers. Cecilia does so much work that there is nothing for the rest of the crew to do. They decide to head below decks and enjoy a nice long nap in their cozy hammocks.
Now, we've been on a ship before. When it says cozy hammocks, it really means cozy, right? Because there's not a lot of space under the main deck for the people who are working the boat, right?
Okay. A few hours after the crew goes on a break, it begins to storm. Cecilia tries to keep up with all the tasks, but there's soon too much to do. Finally, Cecilia realizes she can't do it alone. Help! I need help! She calls. The other pirates rush to the deck and quickly get to work. But it is too late. The storm blows the ship off course and into a small island. They are stuck. Once the rain stops, the pirates get off the ship and discover that the mast was broken during the storm. Now, the mast is that main, that's the tall pole that they have the main sail on, right? Yeah. And do you know what you call it when you're in a ship and you crash? It's called being shipwrecked.
Alrighty, pirates, Cecilia's father says to the crew. This is a mighty big mess, but we can rebuild the ship together.
Please, let me fix the mast, Cecilia volunteers. This is my mess, and I'll clean it up. Her grandfather agrees to let her do it, while the rest of the crew fix the rudder and patch up holes in the hull. Cecilia begins to rebuild the mast. And now there's a lot of big words there, and not all of them are maybe words that you know, but the rudder is underneath the ship, and it helps the ship steer. It's kind of like, it's attached to like the steering wheel, so then that way they know going this way, or we're going left, or we're going right, okay? And then the hull is where the body of the ship is, right? It's where the main part of the ship is. Okay. You get it. You're seeing it. Okay, good. And friends, I'll post a picture because then in the picture you can see them rebuilding the hull, and then it kind of helps you understand where the damage is. Okay? So, moving on. She soon discovers that she doesn't know how to build the mast. Look at this. Is she doing it correctly? No, it's all wonky. She's not doing so hot. Let's see. The crew fixes the mast, and Cecilia's grandfather gives the wheel a few spins, but nothing happens. Why isn't it moving? Cecilia asks. Since the wind is blowing, we'll need something strong to get the ship out to sea, he told her. And Cecilia is disappointed.
It's okay, says one of the pirates. We just need to work as a crew. Blimey, one pirate can never do anything by themselves.
Together, Cecilia and the crew try different ways to make the ship move.
And I would love to applaud them on their teamwork because it's true, one person can't make a whole ship go. They have to have a team.
At first, nothing works, but the failed attempts give Cecilia an idea. Shiver me timbers! She shouts excitedly.
And I want to just quickly comment on one of the ways that they tried to make the ship move, which I think is incredibly funny. What have they done? They have attached balloons to all of the masts to try to get the boat to move. That's not going to do it, is it?
No, certainly not. Cecilia takes some spare pieces from the ship and builds a giant propeller. This will push the boat out to sea, she explains as the crew helps attach her invention to the back of the boat. Her grandfather takes the wheel and tries to steer. The ship moves forward. Cecilia and the crew have saved the day. Now, Cecilia knows that being a pirate is more than just about sailing a ship and finding treasure. Being a pirate is all about teamwork and finding treasure. Yo-ho-ho! Adventure ahoy! And off they go into the bright, sunshiny day with blue skies and green waters and yay fun. And I think she's probably learned an important lesson about teamwork, don't you think? And that, my friends, is the end. The end. Hey, friends.
Hi, friends.
We have some exciting news.
Yeah. My mom just published a story.
That's right.
The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon Dragon. Which one do you think Philip is?
That's a good question. That's true, friends. We are letting you know that we have published our very first book, one of our stories. This particular...
And that is the best story ever.
This particular story features...
It's a kid's story. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon Dragon goes to school.
Well, the Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon Dragon are two fun characters, and that's the name of our book. And one of these characters was inspired by Philip. And I'm going to guess you'll figure it out right away, but I want to advise you guys to go get a copy of this book. And all the proceeds of that are going to keep this story time of ours going and help us to get new books and help us to do all kinds of fun things in the future.
And
you can get it on Amazon.
And
yeah.
And my mom is the one who published it.
I wrote it and it's published on Amazon.
And Gus did.
Oh, our cousin Gus did the art.
Our cousin Gus did the art.
That's right. All of the illustrations. So we want to encourage you guys to pop over to... That's right. Pop over to Amazon.com and you can find our story. It's written by Lisa Bueno, B-U-E-N-O. And the story is named The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon Dragon. I'll also have a link in my bio, so if you want to check that out, please do. Thanks so much, friends, and enjoy your story.